right now, we welcome onto the show of CBS Sports, national college football writer, Dennis Dodd. He had a report earlier today that said the Les Miles camp and Kansas, they have spoken. Dennis, thanks a lot for coming on today. What is the latest between Les Miles and KU?
Just that there seems to be mutual interest. They've at least made contact with each other, representatives of both camps, and they go from there. I think a lot of people have listed Les as the number one candidate, and I think Kansas would like to vet him before, you know, moving on or moving up, or moving on in the process, or moving on with another person. So they could do a lot worse, I would tell you that.
No, Dennis, you're right on that one. It's obvious why Kansas will want Les Miles, but let's ask this question. Why would Les Miles want to coach at Kansas, in your opinion?
Les Miles wants to coach football. His age is hurting him, I think. There were a few openings last year that he was not even given a phone call on. And it started out, I think, when he got fired at LSU in, what was it, September of 16, he was like a Power 5 only guy, and then it became, well, I'll take anything. And now he's to the point where, and I'm not speaking for him, I'm just speculating, he's now to the point that, look, all these guys just want to coach ball. You know, money is money. He's got money. I think he just wants to get back in the game. And the fact that it's Kansas and it has an opening seems to fit him. And he's got a relationship with Jeff Long as well.
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Dennis, do you think there are any other schools that KU is going to have to compete with to get Les Miles, or do you think this is it?
I don't think so, because the list, it's going to be a quiet Philly season. There were 22 openings last year. They're only going to be a handful this year. I don't think Les Miles is going to Louisville. I don't think Les Miles is going to USC or East Carolina or some of these jobs, North Carolina, that's going to open. I think this fits him because, look, it's the same reason that Charlie Wise takes Kansas or any of these other coaches take downtrodden programs. They think they can win there. They think they're the guy. And I don't doubt him. I think he can get Kansas back to to bowl contention and playing in bowls.
You said Kansas is going to have to vet him. What do you think the most – I'm concerned about the age thing. I'm concerned about him coming in and having to rebuild a program because that's not what he had to do when he went to LSU.
Yeah.
And he got Oklahoma State going pretty well before he went to LSU. When Kansas vets him, what are the most important things that they're going to have to find out from Les Miles?
I think, the age doesn't bother me. If you look at him, he's like Nick Saban. He looks 10 years longer,
yeah,
than he is. The energy is there. There's no question about that. And I think that – I think that hurts him. I think it's unfair to him because,
sure,
he is quirky, but he can coach. You know, everybody wants to make fun of the eating grass thing and all that, but the guy is smart. He indicated in the past, at least to others, that he'd switch to a spread offense if that's what it takes. And I think that would probably compete best in the Big 12 because he was a staunch pro-style run-first guy at LSU and was criticized for not developing quarterbacks, but I think he could do it. I think he'd do whatever they wanted him to do. I think one of his selling points is there's absolutely no scandal, no NC violations in his background. He recruits well. He's got the energy. So I don't see any downside because if you're not going to get a guy like him, you're going to get a guy who in 4 years is going to be gone. And I'll tell you why. If he wins, he's going to take a step up. If he loses, he's going to be fired. It's not a 20-year job at Kansas. In fact, it may be a two-coach rebuild job. You know, whoever the next coach is may be a bridge to the next guy. But I think and I'm not speaking for Les Miles, but I think this could be a retirement job for him. You know, he could stay 6, 7, 8 more years, and that'd be it for him.
Right now we're talking to Dennis Dodd with CBS Sports. You lead me into my question about the offense. You don't seem that worried about it. You are right. They ran a pro-style offense at LSU, a lot different coaching SEC style and what you can do there compared to the Big 12 that normally runs air raid spread type offenses.
Yeah, no, I think he'd be fine with it. Just turn over. He's contacted guys to be his offensive coordinator, and just turn it over to a guy you have faith in and run it. I mean, that's basically what David Beatty was running. It wasn't running well, but Kansas wasn't a good program. And if that's what it takes to win in the Big 12, fine. I've heard other people suggest, hey, just go to the option, hire an option coach and do that. I don't have a problem with that. It's just you can't recruit to it in the Big 12. You're not going to get a quarterback. So I think you do it. I think they'd be successful.
Dennis, last question here. In theory, Kansas wants Les Miles, and Les Miles wants to coach. If they like each other, if the situation works, how long until Les Miles can be named the next head football coach at Kansas?
Well, I think Jeff Long kind of answered that question Sunday when he said sooner rather than later. I think you can read into that the early signing day on December 19th. I think it's crucial that you get a guy, maybe this month, to get in there and get ready to go and start recruiting, because that's where it starts for any program. And now this early signing period, you saw it last year, it put a lot of pressures on schools to fire coaches early because they had to get them in and get recruiting. So what's today, the 8th?
Yeah, today's the 8th.
Yeah, I would speculate maybe this month.
And that's Dennis Dye with CBS Sports, national college football writer with the latest on Les Miles. Thanks a lot, Dennis.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Really appreciate Dennis making the time to come on with us and give us the latest on Les Miles and Kansas. You were a lot more worried about the age than I was when it came to Les Miles. What do you make from Dennis not really being worried about the age with Les Miles?
Yeah, the age isn't necessarily the worry for me. It's the, do you have it in you for a massive rebuild? Like, are you willing to put in the time and the effort to rebuild a program? You're not rolling into LSU like he did after he left Oklahoma State. He's not coming to a program that's ready-made for him. It's not necessarily the age. It's just, are you willing to do that? Because as Dennis talked about in the interview too, I mean, Les has got plenty of money. So what's the motivation? If his motivation is to truly coach football because that's what he loves doing and that's what he's passionate about doing, then I'm in for it. But to me, if I'm Kansas, that's the biggest thing I have to vet when I talk to Les Miles. Are you up for this? Why do you want this job? You know, are you up for a massive rebuild of mammoth proportions? If you can do that, and if KU, and if they buy it, then I'm in. I got no problem with Les Miles' resume is amazing. His reputation is great. You know, all that stuff. But are you up for the rebuild at this point in your life?
I never really had that concern for Les Miles. He just seems like somebody that is just motivated to go out there and coach football. He just seems like a different cat. I think he tried to get back into it last year. I think he really wanted to coach at Tennessee. They just weren't really that interested in Les Miles. I think he wanted to get back last year, but maybe the offers didn't come in how it was. And I thought Dennis made a good point. Last year, it was maybe looking for specific jobs. This year, man, I'm tired of being at home. You're kind of stir crazy here. You want to go out there and you want to coach. My question more from Les Miles would be, if I'm Jeff Long, it wouldn't really be the desire, because I'd never really questioned that with Les Miles. It's just going to be how you win games in the SEC and the kind of athletes that you can get at LSU. It's just going to be different at Kansas. Can your offense translate? Can the things you do really well? I mean, they never recruited quarterbacks really well at LSU. They didn't really have
to. Matt Flynn when they won a national title, I think?
It was kind of like how Alabama was. I mean, pre-Tua. They never really had good quarterbacks. A.J. McCarron wasn't a good quarterback. Greg McElroy wasn't a great quarterback.
Great Jalen NFL Hurts wasn't quarterback.
They weren't even great college quarterbacks.
Well, they won national
opinion.
Championships, though, right? They won with Matt Flynn down at LSU. I don't care about these guys going to the NFL. I would certainly love for Kansas to have an NFL-type quarterback. If I'm a Kansas fan, I want to win games. I want to go to bowl games. I want to compete for a conference championship. And if the quarterback goes to the NFL, great. If not, no biggie.
Yeah, but I think the big difference is, I'm not even talking NFL-wise, though. I think if you coach at Alabama, you have the best of the best around you at everything else and the best coaching. You can have an average quarterback and get by with it. At Kansas, you can't have an average quarterback because you're not going to be able to out-talent out and out-athlete everybody else. That's how I think those – so at LSU, if you're going to have seven guys on your defense go to the NFL and you're going to have NFL-caliber running backs all the time, you can have a quarterback that can't throw because you can still score and your defense can do things. That's not the case. I mean, Kansas has had one good quarterback the last 15 years. It was Todd Reesig.
Yeah.
And then since then, they haven't found competent quarterback play, and they haven't been very good. Can you recruit a quarterback? Because in the Big 12, you are going to need to recruit a quarterback to win.
Yeah, and back to what I was saying about – about Les Miles. Here's what I know at 48 years old. I know things that are important to me now are different than when I was younger. And that happens to every single one of us. If you're completely honest with yourself, things that matter to you when you were 22 are different at 42. And at 48, things are different to me now than they were at 38. So at Les Miles in his 60s with a national championship in his back pocket, I want to know what's important to him. I want to know what his commitment level is. I want to know if this is what he really wants to do, because priorities change over the course of your lifetime depending on what you do and what you don't do and what you accomplish and what you don't. That, to me, is a big thing for me if they hire Les Miles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.